Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5. Brought to you by Rouse's Supermarket.
Did you know that Rouse's makes their own sausages and specialty meats right in their stores?
Well, it is cold outside this morning. I did not want to get out of bed this first day of our first show of 2017, the Sip and Chew Show. Welcome, Stu. Well, how are you? Good. Happy New Year to you and Charlie and Phil. How are you guys doing this morning?
Don't everybody jump in at one time. First of all, we ought to say that you are actually here this morning.
Stu is here this morning.
Well, both of you. The last 2 weeks, nobody was here.
I'm going to tell you, I kind of enjoyed that.
Sleeping in late?
Sleeping in. But you know what? I didn't sleep in late because I still woke up at the same time that I've been waking up 3.5 years.
Yep. Kind of depressing.
I'm going to get up and get on the couch and get me something warm to eat and curl up in a blanket and watch the CBS Sunday Morning.
You remember when you were a school kid, you could sleep till noon if they just left you alone?
Yeah, if they just left you alone. But I did not watch one single CBS Sunday Morning. And because as soon as I woke up, I was able to get back in bed and go back to sleep with no problem. With no problem.
And so, here we were all feeling
sorry
for
you. What'd you do, Stu, on our 2 days off?
Same thing I always do. Woke up, had a nurse come in at like 6 in the morning.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. But then I went back to sleep instead of, you know, coming in here or calling in. But I don't know what you're talking about with the weather, Michael Heat Miser Bailey.
I know you love
it.
It
is a beautiful day today.
It's a gorgeous day, but
beautiful. The weather's crisp. It makes you want to do stuff like take a nap.
Go back to bed.
Yeah.
Chihuahuas learn how to pee in a hurry.
I'll tell you, my cat didn't even want to go out this morning. He looked at it and he put one paw out the door and he said, "Whoa, I'm going back to bed."
Not today.
Not today. Right. but anyway,
this weather's about 2 weeks late. We should have had this for Christmas.
Yeah,
those 75 degree Christmas days are depressing.
We'll just wait till about Thursday and we'll have 75 degree weather again.
I know. Summer comes back here in another day or so.
This is one. Thank God for my 2.5 years of pharmaceutical sales training. I'm able to treat myself ahead of time. I can feel my symptoms coming on, and then I know what medicines to take and fix the problem right then and there ahead of time. So, and head it off at the path, so to speak. But that's a good looking jacket you got on there, Stu, and you got camouflage on and
breeches,
and yeah, that looks good, man.
Well, I'm having to buy a new wardrobe. Yeah, I realized I had nothing but winter windbreakers.
I know.
This size, so I went to Walmart, got me a Dickies jacket.
That looks good, man.
It's a ranch style with a hood on it. Just because I got a hood on, Charlie, doesn't mean I'm a criminal. It's not the only reason that I'm a criminal.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
You know, the law calls it a crime. I call it a little civil disobedience.
Oh, okay.
It's just a minor misunderstanding between me and 426 Mexican federales, but that's not for now.
You fought the law, and the law won.
It was a draw.
Yeah. It was a draw, okay. Yeah. But anyway, we're back here on the air, and coldest day of the year so far, I think. And I started preparing for today.
Really?
I knew I was going to
be. You mean before you sat down in front of the microphone?
His hair is brushed.
I didn't say I prepared for the show.
Oh.
I didn't say I was going to prepare for the show.
Oh.
I prepared for today's weather. So when I got home last night, I started chopping up vegetables and browning.
Yeah, I saw that.
Browning some Italian sausage and some ground beef. And I got my broad, wide egg noodles. I guess broad and wide, same thing.
Yeah.
But I made a big old pot of bolognese.
Mm-hmm.
Started on it last night. Then I had to ice it down. Mm-hmm. You know, put it in an ice bath. So
it's called chalk it.
Shocking. Shocking, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I just had to bring the temperature down before I stuck it in the refrigerator.
Yeah, it's called shocking.
So it took till 1 o'clock for it to cool down enough to put it in the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. And folks,
just run cold water over it, goofball.
I'm in my bolognese.
Oh, I thought you were talking about your pasta.
No.
Don't run cold water over your bolognese. That would not be good.
I almost lost it. It was sitting in the ice bath, of course, a hot bolognese in it, and it starts melting that ice, and it starts dipping down to the water level.
Mm-hmm.
And I reached down to grab it, pull it up a little bit, let a little water out, and it almost took a dip underneath the water. And that would have made me so mad. But it
just throw it on the stove and cook it some more until you boil off that extra water.
I tell you, but this morning I don't have a pot big enough to put it in. You know, I've got to buy some new cookware, and
come see me at the house first.
Okay.
Because I have two kitchens now.
Okay.
Worth of stuff. And I can't move my stuff
mm-hmm.
into the new house until mm-hmm. I get the old stuff out of the way.
Well, see, I can't remember what all the XYs got, you know. I don't know if I've got possession of it.
Well, clearly you need a large pot.
Well, I have a deep pot. That's what I cook my black eyed peas in. And I had to keep standing on my tiptoes looking over into it. It was about 2 inches. It was a big pot. It was about 2 inches deep of black eyed peas. So it spread out well. They all cooked evenly. But I needed a shorter pot so I didn't have to step, you know, get up on my tippy toes to look down in it. But anyway, I do have a 2.5 gallon crock pot.
There you go.
And so I saw
a crock pot last night. I've got one,
mm-hmm.
but this one was camouflage.
Oh, you couldn't find it?
No. I mean, I saw one last night at Ollie's at Sims.
Oh.
A camouflage painted crock pot.
I'll be darned.
6-quart with the removable insert. Pretty much it's exactly like the one I have, only camouflage.
Aren't you afraid that you might not be able to find the pot?
Nah.
Once, you know, and stuff could burn in it or something?
Nah, I got supervision.
I bet you anything, somebody bought that at Walmart. And
No, it says Ollie's.
All you need is a camouflage
Ollie's.
Camp
it's a store. Ollie's is a store.
Oh.
In Sims, like the old Hudson's.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of like Big Lots.
Oh, okay.
Although, apparently not dependably can you go there and get canned dog food, which is what I stopped in for last night.
Oh, okay.
And they got all the dry dog food in the world you want, as long as mm-hmm. you only want about, you know, 5 pounds.
Yeah.
So I bought a little bag of 5 pounds. They'll get the dog food a weekend.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I may stop at the Dollar General on the way
there
home.
There you go.
Get them some Alpo.
But one of the best investments I made was that 2.5 gallon crock pot, because
mm-hmm.
I've used it for 100 different things since I bought it 2 years ago, mm-hmm. and today it's been used to warm up the bolognese and let it simmer slowly.
For those that don't know, bolognese is meat sauce.
It's a heck of a meat sauce.
Yeah, yeah.
And
but it is the meat sauce that we think of on Italian food that Italians almost never eat.
I like it. I like it. Heavy and chunky like that.
Italian Americans, mm-hmm. they eat it.
Well,
you know, that was one of the draws of the New World was meat was very scarce in Europe.
Yeah.
And, you know, when the New World got here and we had all this wild game,
mm-hmm.
that was really the first time, probably since the Roman Empire in Europe, that meat was readily available at every meal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, I mean, look at England. It's a tiny little island, and they had a city. They had the very first 1 million-person city on that island.
Mm.
So, you know, there's only so much game. And so, you know, meat was a rare thing. And you think about it, with all the forest laws and everything, where you couldn't hunt because all the wild game was the property of the king.
Oh, okay.
That's why people were starving.
Hmm.
The king wanted to be able to hunt when he wanted to, so no one else was allowed to kill anything.
Hmm.
So meat was a rare thing until they got to America.
Wow.
This was really the American society was the first society European wise.
Right.
Where meat was readily available at every meal.
Mm-hmm. That's cool to know.
Yeah, but we're getting up against a break already. We're already a quarter of the way through 2017.
This is
the first episode.
Well.
Yeah. But y'all can give us a holler if you're awake or thawed at 343-01. What's the rest of it, Mike?
06.
Thank you.
You still remember. Been since last year.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
I'm Wayne Gardner for my friends at Harry's, and I'm a good one to ask because I've been shaving with Harry's now for a couple of years. Close, smooth shave, there's just nothing like it. You know, for decades, one big razor company relentlessly increased their prices and reaped immense profits at the expense of their customers. So Jeff and Andy, a couple of regular guys who were fed up with getting ripped off, started Harry's to fix shaving. Harry's knew there was only one way to ensure quality, so they bought their own factory. By taking less profit and selling directly over the internet, Harry's offers their blades at half the price. $2 a blade compared to four or more you'll pay at the drugstore. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. Yeah, that's right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer, fans of this show can go to harrys.com right now and enter code Wayne at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's harrys.com, code Wayne.
Find out what's going on around the Mobile area.
Get the real scoop.
Pick up the latest issue of Lanyap Hitting Streets today. Lanyap is the Mobile area's weekly newspaper.
Homegrown and home-owned.
We care about this community and are dedicated to covering it honestly without pulling punches. Our team of reporters and editors are determined to get to the bottom of the most important local stories, and our columnists offer unique perspectives to entertain and inform. Plus, each week we also have your complete rundown on this area's entertainment options.
Music and the arts.
And if you're looking for a great place to eat, our cuisine editor can steer you in the right direction and help you avoid a pothole. Lanyap is available all over Mobile and the Eastern Shore at nearly 1,000 locations, including bars, restaurants, coffee shops, retail stores, as well as our famous hideous pink boxes or shiny new regal purple boxes. But if you'd rather stay in your underwear, LanyapMobile.com is the answer. It works on your phone, pad, or desktop, so no need for an app.
And while you're there, sign up to be one of our friends with benefits.
You'll get additional info each week as well as making you eligible for any ticket or prize giveaways. And it helps support a strong weekly newspaper in our area. Lanyap is your local newspaper, so pick one up today and help keep Mobile funky.
They're two old Marines with just a little bit to say.
The question is, have the VSOs become part of the system? Have they forgotten they're supposed to advocate for the veterans and not abdicate that responsibility?
The First Amendment right to say it.
I mean, come on.
And the fighting spirit to keep it.
They're a tool of the war machine.
Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Scuttlebutt Network Radio. Wednesdays at 8 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5. To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hello, this is Vlad from Mediterranean Sandwich Company. You're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Yeah, it's good old Vlad. We used to work together at Neiman's.
Yeah, really?
When Alec had the market downtown. And Vlad is the owner of the Mediterranean Sandwich Companies in town.
Yeah, I ate one the one in Daphne last week, and it's incredible. Incredible.
Everything that I ever get there mm-hmm. is just spot on every time.
It is. And what I love is they always have a selection of some type of soup mm-hmm. and this type of weather.
Yeah.
When it gets down to a chilling 67 and 70 degree weather that we have sometimes here, you just want something that sticks to the ribs, you know, warms you up. So
that kind of transitions us into this big question.
Yeah.
Where'd you eat?
Where did you eat?
Funny you've had 2 weeks now.
Funny you ask. Well, one of them.
It is funny that I ask.
It's like an old movie, overacting. Yeah. So I did. I ate at the.
By the way, David Hubble. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, David. And David Preston, too.
Yeah, although I can't afford the expensive dog food you was talking about. So, if I want to get something really organic for my dogs, I just don't feed them for a while and then lock them on the porch with the cats. No, Lord. I don't do that.
Oh, Lordy. Something else.
Because them cats will whoop you.
They will. Hey, funny you should ask where I ate. I did eat the Mediterranean Sandwich Shop over in Daphne last week.
Company. Chelsea, you know Chelsea.
Yeah, I know Chelsea.
Works there now.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get the period at the end of it and thought it was called Mediterranean Sandwich Co.
Co?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
No,
and
not.
I said, it's company, Chelsea. Why does it say CO? I said, it's CO period. That's the abbreviation for
these company. Young people, these minds full of mush.
You know, she was smart.
Was?
She dropped out of high school like midway through her sophomore year, got her GED, and went on to college.
Oh, okay.
And I don't have any problem with people that do that. You're missing the high school experience. I had a great high school experience, and not everybody does. You know, I was the starting center on the football team that entered the playoffs for the first time in Mary Montgomery's history.
Mm-hmm.
I was second chair trombone in the band, and we were ranked second in the nation up at the Great American Music Festival in Nashville. I had an awesome senior year. So,
yeah.
You know, everything went my way.
Yeah.
And on graduation day, I was ready for it to be over.
Yeah. I was ready to move on for sure.
Yeah. Well, Chelsea was ready to move on about midway through the 10th grade.
Well, some people that way. Some people high school
boards. And graduated from honors from culinary.
There you go. But anywho, I did eat there. I got the redneck gyro, and it was so.
Say it with me now. Gyro.
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 Gyros also.
Gyros, yeah.
Yeah, it depends on which country in the Mediterranean, and they all lay claim to it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, you know, that's a food that all of them ate.
Mm-hmm.
But,
right.
So you ate there. Where else did you go?
Well, the other night, me and a friend, we went to... over to Pensacola.
Pecola.
And it was storming, cold, windy, and we went to see the Black Jacket Symphony. They were doing Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah.
And so we were starving because she had to drive all the way back from Montgomery.
Mm-hmm. Montgomery, the TSI.
Pick me up. We hauled butt over there in that storm.
Haul boogie.
Mm-hmm. And got over there, got on to Palafox where it's at. And had to park like 6-7 blocks away.
Mm-hmm.
We had to walk slightly uphill.
Both ways.
Wind blowing in our face. Rain, cold rain hitting us.
Where did you eat?
And we went to the show. So when we come out, there was restaurants and bars everywhere. Pensacola's done a phenomenal job with Palafox.
Yeah, and they have developed their downtown area as well.
They have, like you wouldn't believe. Anyway, we went to a place called the Tin Cow.
Okay.
And... Their menus are heavily laminated, and they have little squares by the thing. They hand you a marker, and you put a check right next to what you're ordering. And then your side items, you do the same thing, and then you can write on there what else you want to add to it. So I got the Hawaiian burger.
You.
And I got the
pineapple on a burger, you.
And guess what else it had?
Peanut butter?
Nope.
What?
I forgot to put the peanut. Spam.
Oh, I bet that was good.
Yeah, I had spam on it. But
fried or was it just, you know, raw?
They grilled it. Grilled it. And spam, for some reason, always remind me of foie gras. And I bet I could make a heck of a spam foie gras. And with that, but anyway,
spam, the poor man's
foie gras. I had an egg, believe it or not, I had an egg fried put on it. And their buns were phenomenal. And I also got fried pork rinds.
Ah.
They were good. Delicious.
You know, but, Lodaw Beer Garden does that for their pulled pork nachos.
Do they?
Yeah, the chips are pork rinds that they fry to order.
And then my friend, her side item was chips infused in bacon, dusted with Parmesan cheese. I wish I'd got those. Those things were phenomenal. But end up eating, we both end up eating all of our burger because they weren't oversized. They were like the perfect size.
Yeah.
Glass of wine, good, really good wine, not that expensive. But we paid about $40, or I paid about $40 for our meal.
That's not bad.
And this is what made the whole evening. Mm-hmm. This is what made the whole evening. This young, slender girl, young lady, come up to our
Svelte. We'll say Svelte.
Svelte.
That's always flattering.
Yeah. Shaved hair on the side of her head with like a little curly Mohican down the middle. Tattoos all over her body. Well, I don't know if it's all over her body, but what I could see.
All over her visible body.
Yeah. Her epidermis.
She had epidermis. Epidermis, not epidural.
Let's don't get too deep into science.
Yeah, she had a tattoo of herself, only taller.
Yeah. Anyway, I asked a question, and she said, "Do you need a minute?" And I said, "Yeah, just give us a little more minute." Did she? You know what she said?
What? No problem.
My pleasure. My pleasure. She didn't say no problem, man. No problem. I hate that. I hate that. People, when somebody says no problem, I can't stand that. That just shows a lack of, to me, that's a lack of intelligence. But the young lady,
that
goes,
is, that is a lack of you grasping that that is the new correct.
I don't care. It's wrong. It's wrong. It is wrong. It is wrong. And she said, coming out of her mouth, she said, "My pleasure." Mm-hmm. And because of that,
she got
an extra
20 cents on that.
I gave her a heck of a tip.
23 cents.
I gave her a heck of a tip on
American,
$40.
Did you leave American money?
Of course.
Whoa, you were impressed.
Credit card, of course.
But the cuss.
But no, I told her when we went to leave. I said, you know what? You made my day today. One, you were very helpful. Mm-hmm. I loved the food. Everything was great. But you didn't say no problem, and I expected for some reason I expected her to say that.
Mm-hmm.
But she said, my pleasure. And because of that, I gave her a hefty tip.
And that was called the Tin Cow, correct?
The Tin Cow.
On Palafox.
On Palafox.
Palafox.
And it was just.
Put your phone down. Finish
everything
talking.
I'm making, I'm looking here.
Oh, you're gossiping is what you're doing.
I'm looking here and making sure that
you're talking about one Davidson alumni was seen dating another Davidson alumni at the Davidson basketball game the other night?
Mm-mm.
I'm just making stuff up, Mike.
No, no.
You're sitting here trying to remember who it was. I'm just making stuff up.
No, I'm just making sure I had the name of the restaurant correct.
Okay. And
it could have been the Tin Bull, for all I know. But no, it's the Tin Cow. And I was just blown away. I was blown away with Palafox, how great it looked. And it looked like Dolphin Street and Fairhope combined.
Okay.
And it was really great. And there weren't cruisers cruising up and down the street, you know, like they in downtown Mobile later. There wasn't
none
cruising
of that anymore.
Huh? No. Yes, there is.
Really?
Yeah, it's still going on. It's still going on. No, they're not enforcing it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sorry. What'd you eat?
Well, I ate at the Hickory Pit a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Chelsea and I went up there last week and had breakfast. I had the apple pie pancakes, by the way. Nice. And then, you know, the reason we played Vlad on the bump and everything, we're talking about Mediterranean Sandwich Company, is they've just opened up a new location.
Yeah.
Airport in Yester Oaks, right around the corner.
Wow.
And I went to the opening on Saturday. It's just a little get-together Vlad had for friends and family and stuff. And then they opened for business Monday, and they're rocking and rolling. And then I ate at one other place, and I'm just going to tease you with it because we're up against a break. Shia.
Oh.
Yeah. So when we get back from the break, I'll tell you about the trip to New Orleans.
I want to hear it.
The Sugar Bowl, eating at Shia Restaurant, the James Beard Award winner for best new restaurant in America.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in the Garden District.
You must have to know somebody to get in there.
You don't have to know somebody to get in there, but it helps to know somebody.
It always
does. To get in there a little early, because I was looking at the TripMaster last night, or TripAdvisor, and it said, almost always a wait.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and I know when we come back, Charlie's got somewhere where he ate at. He wants to tell us about it. He's biting
I can't
at the bit.
Wait to hear about the Van Cleef Denny's.
Serve some reheated Salisbury steak with a little slice of love. got no clue what the chicken pot pie is made of. Just know everything's doing fine down here in Lunch Lady Land. Oh! Well, I wear this net on my head, 'cause my red hair is falling out. I wear these brown orthopedic shoes, 'cause I got a bad case of the gout. I know you want seconds on the corn dogs, but there's no reason to shout. Everybody gets enough food down here in Lunch Lady Land.
Dr. Bill's forecast is brought to you by the Reese's Senior Bowl, a Sunday player's last Saturday. Not just any game, it's everything every game before has been about. Details at SeniorBowl.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the mid-40s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cold, lows near 30. And for Monday, mostly sunny and warmer with highs in the mid-50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This isn't just any Saturday. This isn't just any game. It's everything every game before has been about. The Reese's Senior Bowl, a Sunday player's last Saturday, January 28th in Mobile. Tickets on sale now at area Food for Less stores and at SeniorBowl.com.
This is Ronan McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our DJ on Friday and Saturday nights starting at 10. Try our brilliant Blarney Burger, unforgettable Irish potato salad, homemade bread pudding, or it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. Non-smoking inside, but we have a lovely patio with big screen TVs where you can enjoy all sporting events. Every Sunday at 6 in the evening, we have a traditional Irish music session which attracts musicians from New Orleans to Seaside, Florida. Happy hour is 3 to 6 daily, so be sure to check out our website at www.mcsharries.com for specials. Come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharries Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama. You can't miss us, we're the ones with the big leprechaun over the door. 101 North Bancroft Street on the Eastern Shore, 990-5100, McSharries Irish Pub.
This year is your year to start up the new business you've been talking about, dreaming about. This year, you're feeling more optimistic about the prospect of less government regulation. It's been stifling small businesses for way too long. Entrepreneurs just like you who want to launch their business and make their dreams reality. Maybe you already own a business and you've been doing your best just to stay afloat. This year, you can start off by getting your fixed expenses under control. With all the positive changes ahead, start with your business insurance. Call Jack Green, eNational Insurance.
You started without me. Am I too late?
Yeah.
Well, how could you do that without me?
I think it went well. It was very informative. No interruptions, went very smoothly.
I think it was dreadfully boring.
And I think a lot of people appreciate the break.
A break?
Jack Green saves you green.
A break from what?
Call for a quote today.
Jolene.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile. 344.
I've got this covered. Green eNational Insurance. 344-5393. Ask for Jack.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
That means that somebody talked.
Okay.
Well, I was listening to this
I think you were going to finish up.
Yeah. So, you know, as a Christmas present for my brother, I got us each tickets to the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is my first time going to New Orleans since the accident.
Okay.
And, you know, to make it a little extra special, I contacted my buddy Sarah Lubitz.
Mm-hmm.
Who works for Alone Shia. And, of course, I've met Alone as well. And let him know when we were going to be there and everything. And she made sure to get us a reservation. So we get down to the Garden District, and we end up getting there about an hour early.
Yeah.
You know, with all the weather and everything like it was, we built in extra time in case there were wrecks and stuff. And there were.
Always a good idea.
Yeah. And so we checked out Magazine Street for a while in that little area. Lot going on there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, a ton going on. Went by Districts, which is some of the best donuts in America.
Yeah.
And you know, didn't eat. Just went by and I popped into a little store and everything and looked around. And the girl at Shia called me and said, got your table ready. So we walk on down there. And the menu was broken up into four categories. And I'm going, I got it on my little pad here, so I'll pull it up and so I don't screw it up. But the menu is in four categories, Mike. Small plates.
Mm-hmm.
Hummus. Hummus is a category in the menu. Sandwiches. And then the other category is called for the table. And you either get three or five things to dip that incredible pita bread that Sarah was cooking in a brick oven right in the middle of the dining room.
Wow.
And that pita bread was unbelievable. Best pita bread ever by far. And it comes out all puffy still because it's coming straight from the oven, so it's all ballooned up like a big football, and you tear into it, and the steam comes out of it. And we got the three for the table. But, you know, being a celebrity and everything, you know, we got a little extra.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because we're big time here at Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Of course.
Yeah. So it also helped that Sarah
big
showed
head,
up for
big
her.
Big heads.
Yeah. So had Baba Ganoush.
Who?
Baba Ganoush. For those who don't know, Baba Ganoush is a dip made from grilled eggplant.
I thought it was a cartoon on Hanna-Barbera.
You and I have eaten Baba Ganoush before. I know you know what it is. Best Baba Ganoush by far I've ever had in my life.
Oh, wow. Really?
It was unbelievable. The grilled smoke flavor in it was so intense.
Yeah.
It really was. And then we got tabbouleh, which most people that are familiar with the Mediterranean food are familiar with. Those were the two things that my brother knew the name of.
Mm-hmm.
So we got those. Tabbouleh is a salad made of parsley and bulgur, wheat and lemon juice and spices. Then we got adventurous.
Mm.
We ordered the ikra.
What?
Ikra. Jewish word, I'm guessing. Paddlefish caviar spread with shallots.
Mm.
And it was terrific. And then Sarah kind of snuck us some wood-roasted Brussels sprouts.
Wow.
That had this sauce of barberries and mustard. It was just unbelievable. And when Bill gets here, I'm going to ask him what a barberry is. Because I didn't know. And then we got this. I'm looking for the name over there. The tershi. It's a pumpkin spread with crispy garlic and chili oil.
Mm.
It tasted nothing like I envisioned in my head. It was unbelievably good. It was basically just roasted pumpkin, you know, with the chili oil and the garlic and everything. And all this stuff was just to dip the pita bread in. And they just when you want more pita bread, they'll bring you more pita
so bread. So was that meal a meal or an adventure?
An adventure and a meal.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that was just what we shared dipping, you know. And Sarah had also sent us out some olive oil with the herbs in it, which was terrific. Then on the small plates, and that's what we did, you know, we did these appetizers and then we did small plates.
Yeah.
My brother got the lamb kebab and learned something that most Americans have to learn. Kebab does not mean something that's on a skewer.
What does it mean?
It actually refers to the preparation of the meat, the seasoning,
okay.
The flavor. It's a recipe. Shisk means that it's on a skewer. Shisk is I don't know what word it what language it originates from, but it means sword.
Hmm.
So shish kebab is going to be on a stick.
Normally, yes. And then I had crispy halloumi. And those that don't know, halloumi is a cheese. It's kind of like string cheese, and it's usually you'll see it braided at the grocery store, and it looks like a loaf of challah bread. And I'm fairly certain, Mike, they just took the whole thing of cheese and just threw it in the deep fryer.
Huh.
And it formed its own crust on the outside.
Wow.
And then it was served with hazelnuts and persimmon preserves and carob molasses and kohlrabi. And absolutely fantastic.
Oh, wow. And, I've got to go now.
Yeah. And the sugar bowl, with the rest of the experience.
Mm-hmm.
Other than Sean White breaking his arm on the first drive and that pretty much eliminating any chances we had to win a game that we had completely in hand until he broke his arm, was great. And like we told the Oklahoma folks that were sitting right next to us, we're not Texas fans and they're not Alabama fans.
Yeah.
So we all had a good time.
Good. Good time had by all.
Yeah. So it was really great. And it was nice to get back into New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
I'd gotten to the point where I was there almost once a month just to eat.
Yeah.
And to hang out and stuff. And,
if you like eating, that's the place to go.
And,
sure.
And if you're going to be in New Orleans, please, by all means,
okay,
do Shia.
Well, I will certainly see if I can pull some strings. And I did see Sarah's daddy during the holidays, Christmas holiday.
Yeah. He can call Sarah too. But we got a caller named David. And, David, are you want to know where we ate, or are you going to tell us where you ate?
Well, I'm going to tell you where I ate.
Crazy.
It was at home, but I didn't I didn't prepare the food. It was actually Rouse's Christmas holiday dinner that was where I ate. That was
oh, really?
Day. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We got the turkey, the pre-cooked turkey with the sweet potatoes and the green bean artichoke casserole and the stuffing and... Ooh, it was pretty good. We got the English peas and that kind of stuff. But next year, I think I'm going to do the ham. I may do the ham for Easter because that turkey, it's just really hard to cut the turkey with all those bones.
Yeah.
And ham's a lot easier to cut because it's not got bones in it.
But, absolutely.
I mean, it was all pre-cooked. All you had to do was take it out of the containers and warm them up in the oven. And about an hour and a half after you warmed it up, Dinner was ready.
Oh, wow. Well, that's great. You're the first, one of the first testimonies I've heard on this. That's good to know.
Next year I may try to do the shrimp and merlot dressing because my brother and I were not too adventurous. We decided to go with just the regular stuffing.
Oh, cool, man. Well, Happy New Year to you, man.
You too.
Yeah, all right, and thanks, David, for sharing.
Thanks for letting us know that. I'm sure people at Rouse's love to hear that.
Yeah, and the people that each year that, for whatever reason, can't cook.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I've had a lot of friends that are – I had a lot of friends that –
Yeah, I don't have any patience for that don't want to part.
Single, they wanted to they want to experience. But I have a lot of friends that are single, and they want to experience. So that's kind of what they did, mm-hmm. To different outlets. But, Charlie, where'd you – now I know you're chomping at the skewer.
Well, two things I wanted to just mention real quickly. First of all, that Sugar Bowl was an ugly game, I think. Mm. It could have been a better ball game, especially if you're an Auburn fan.
Yeah, like I say, and Sean White broke his throwing arm on the first drive and played most of the rest of the half.
Yeah.
And it was cool, Charlie, because, I know you were here in the studio and you don't get to see this part. Auburn had a timeout and the network was away. They brought the whole offense on the field in huddled. So that Sean White was right next to Malzone and Rhett Lashley.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they came back from commercial and they broke that huge huddle of the entire offense, They snuck John Franklin into the game.
Hmm.
That was close. It didn't work. Auburn didn't pick up anything on it on that particular play. But it was really neat how they brought the entire offense together to hide the fact that they were about to slip in a quarterback with a different skill set.
Okay, going back to where I ate.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve, I went to Johnny Fassbender's, and they had the ladies in the family did the cooking. We left there after the Washington humiliation, and then went to Biloxi to Mary Mahoney's. And I think Mary Mahoney's is over 100 years old. That restaurant's been there for a long time, across Highway 90 from the Hard Rock and the Beau Rivage.
Yeah, in Biloxi, for those of you who don't know.
Yes, in Biloxi. And the steak was good. They ran out of potatoes, which is hard for me to imagine. So we had to get the double-baked potatoes. But all in all, it was an average meal, slightly overpriced. But then it was New Year's Eve, so who knows what staff showed up to work that night.
Yeah.
And the other one I'd like to talk about briefly on the other side of the break is another broken egg in Pensacola.
Well, there's one in Fairhope now, too, by the way.
Yeah, and I think the first one was in Mandeville, Louisiana, on the north shore of Lake Pontchartrain. So there's a Louisiana influence there.
Okay. Yeah.
And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk to John from Fish River.
On the farm, Roberta Durrani, two before a fight, cause it gives a mighty man an awful lot of mighty life. Eat steak, eat a big old steer, eat steak, do we have one deer, eat beef, it's a mighty good food, it's a great A meal when I'm in the mood.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Hey, Ron. She's cured from the cruise curse. And the kids are back in school and football season started, and I don't think she could be any happier. I was wrong. She's gotten to where she's crying all the time over nothing. I can't figure it out. She's complaining about always being too hot, and I can't do anything right. She even yelled at the mailman when he put a letter in the mailbox upside down. She says she wants me to get out of her hair, but then asks how long I'm going to be gone.
Oh, no. I feel you, brother. I remember when Nancy was like that, and still is at times. I didn't know when or what to say or do for the longest time. I just agreed with her, apologized for things I had no clue of, and I wore flannel pajamas in summer. It was so cold at night.
Hey, is there anything you have at the shop that'll help? Can Tony make anything?
I have a great set of sterling silver golf tees.
I don't get it.
Give her a break and go play golf. Stay out of her hair, bring dinner home so she doesn't have to cook, stock up on tissues, and get used to watching the Hallmark Channel.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, online at mobilebaycoins.com, or call 251-725-1590.
Tool Expo, your tool and fastener warehouse. Residential, commercial, find us, and you'll never go back to those big box stores. Our warehouse carries the brands you must have, and we'll put money back in your pocket. Simpson Strong Tie, Bostitch, DeWalt, Makita, and much more. Nails, structural connectors, straps. We have it all, and we deliver. Tools need repair? Our service department provides expertise with a fast turnaround so you can get back to work. Remember, Tool Expo, your tool and fastener warehouse, located just an eighth of a mile off Highway 59 on 104 in Robertsdale.
Second location now open in Orange Beach at Wolf Bay Plaza on Canal Road.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now, 1-800-715-2203. That's 1-800-715-2203.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Join me weekdays for This Morning, America's First News. Hear the stories you'll be talking about and searching for all day as we go beyond the headlines and above the chatter with your first look at breaking news, money, Washington politics, technology, entertainment, entrepreneurship, and sports. We explain why stories matter. That's why we are referred to as the most important and relevant radio program. Join us weekdays for This Morning, America's First News.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu. All that cats is
Mike, we about to go through some information real fast.
Yes, sir.
We got one last segment. We got John and Fish River waiting, and Charlie wants to tell us about another Broken Egg Cafe.
Well, I just wanted to do it because Mary Mahoney's was a little disappointing, although I'm sure other nights it would be perfect. But we went to another cracked egg on New Year's Day, another Broken Egg.
Yeah.
And it's on East Gregory in Pensacola.
And there's
and
a
some
new one
genius,
in Fairhope.
Some genius made Gregory Street one way. So you have to get off I-10 down by the Civic Center and then dog track and U-turn and go back up Gregory Street to get to it. And you'll find it on the left. But since it had that basis in its history in Louisiana, I thought, well, okay, let's try something that's
regional trains. All
yeah,
four.
And I didn't get the biscuit beignets because I'm trying to watch my sugar. Although they looked pretty good to where I saw them, so I had the the traditional eggs and stuff. But I also got their pancakes with banana Foster, and I'd never had that before. And I got to tell
delicious.
You, it is
yeah.
delicious, and some andouille sausage to go with it, and. I will say the prices were reasonable. They do buffets 7 days a week from 7 to 2, and then they shut the doors.
Yeah, it's a breakfast.
And you can also get mimosas and screwdrivers and Bloody Marys on Sunday morning.
Well, since we're talking to you, Charlie,
mm-hmm.
guess what Rouse's has on special, buddy?
What's that?
$4.97 a pound Texas Gulf Coast Raised T-Bone Steaks.
Wow.
Yeah, and I know you are a T-Bone fan.
I really am. I think the T-Bone would, you know, it's a very flavorful steak.
Yeah, the T-Bone or the Porterhouse, which, you know, I've said before, the only difference is Porterhouse, a little more filet, a little less sirloin.
Mm-hmm.
But it's off the same bone cut, you know, it's just how they cut it. But I thought you would really enjoy that, and King Cakes are coming.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Yeah.
Is Mardi Gras early again this year?
Carnival started at midnight on January 6th.
Wow.
You know that?
No, I did
not. You got the 12 days of Christmas, start on Christmas Day.
Yeah. Well, does John from Fish River know that we're already getting ready?
Let me tell you what. John from Fish River is always ready.
Yeah. And John, are you hearing us all right? It sounded like you're on your speaker again.
Yeah, that's the only thing I've got right now.
It sounds good. Go.
Sounds okay. Sexy, John.
Carnival started here 2 weeks ago, I do believe it was.
You have your own calendar.
Wait a minute. The 26th Carnival just ended 4 weeks ago.
There you go. But how do you follow up on anything that has banana Fosters? That's really something hard to follow up on.
Well, I'm going to tell you, that was the first time I've ever had it. I've heard of it, but I just never tried it.
I love it. When it's done right, I love it.
Yeah, and that was invented at the Commander's Palace in New Orleans, Louisiana, the second oldest continuous restaurant in America, as far as I'm concerned, as far as is important restaurants go.
Yeah.
There's a pub in Boston that is actually the oldest operating restaurant.
That's Cheers, isn't it?
No, that was the Cheers was set in Baltimore, I believe. Or was it set in Boston? Yeah, it was set in Boston
because he played for the White Sox.
Yeah, no, this is just an Irish pub. This is just an Irish pub, but... Back to John.
Stu, I have a question primarily for you.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to the store, and I'm looking at these 10-pound logs of hamburger meat that are in,
chubs.
Know, in the rolls.
We call those chubs.
Chubs?
Yeah, chubs.
What is the quality? How good is the quality of meat?
Not as good. That is. Those good. Tend to be more of what you've heard of or seen in TV and stuff, of what they call pink slime.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's a highly processed stuff. You get a fresh chub, you can still have yourself a good burger out of it or a meatloaf.
Yeah.
But it's not as good as walking into Lads and Sons or Mosley's or the meat block out in 8 Mile and asking them. Or Rouse's. Going to the butcher shop at Rouse's.
You're going to get what you pay for.
Exactly. And it's usually pumped up with a good deal of water. Maybe almost 20% of the weight will be just water.
Uh-huh.
That cooks off when you cook it.
Yeah.
I did chili the other night, my quick chili, where I just brown off the ground beef with the vegetables, add salsa, and I'm done.
Yeah.
And there was just so much liquid coming out of the hamburger because they pump it up with it to get the weight up.
Yeah, there's grease and water coming out.
Yeah. Grease makes sense. Water does not. And that if water's coming out, that means it was added to it.
Yeah.
I can't stand that, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's, you know, you have such high hopes and your taste buds are just flared up, ready to go. And you look in the skillet and look at what you've got. You know, it's not that appetizing.
Right.
Not at all. But, Mike, you saw the picture I posted about the cornbread dumplings.
Yeah. Well, tell me about that.
Let me tell all of you something. This is going to be a new craze.
You think so?
This is unbelievable. How fluffy, or I don't know if you could say fluffy would be the correct word, but how
pillowy.
Big and the cornbread holds together and how big it is, but yet it's so soft and it's so easy on the stomach. So if you're having intestinal problems, depending on what your doctor says, this will help turn your appetite around.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I was questioning. I'm going, wow, I've got to know about this.
Yeah.
Well, John, my former neighbor, and probably within the next 6 months, will be my new neighbor again. She was from Chicago, and cornbread dumplings is what they always had in chicken and dumplings.
I've never heard of that.
But they didn't make them. There was a company in Chicago that made the cornbread dumplings, and she would go buy it at the local Dominick's grocery store, which is, you know, the Rouse's of Chicago. It's actually a Safeway-owned. Grocery store chain, which is a great grocery store chain, Safeway. And she said since she's been back here, she's been looking for cornbread dumplings and haven't found them anywhere. So if you got a recipe, why don't you email it to me so I can send it to her?
I will do that. My sister-in-law, Rita, I've got to give her and my wife credit for this. Rita came up with these cornbread dumplings. It's like a traditional chicken and dumpling. With carrots, thinly sliced celery, shredded chicken in there, and a sauce in there. I was just taken by the cornbread, the way it all came together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a moist cornbread, a smaller, you make it traditionally like you would a regular dumpling.
Mm-hmm.
But it comes out entirely different. This recipe is worth passing out. It's a $6 million recipe. Somebody's going to make money off this thing in a restaurant.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I bet you can probably Google it too. But yeah, send that recipe to Stu so we can get it on there. But
I want to take the chicken out and the carrots out.
All right.
Well, we got 30 seconds.
We got 30 seconds. We got to go. Man, thank you, and I want to try that. I really do.
Or but bring some in.
Yeah, you could bring some in. Yeah,
we let you bring some.
There's always that. All right, John, thank you. Happy New Year to you, brother.
Provolone.
Provolone, man. Speaking of provolone, Stu.
Provolone.
It's been great, man. Yeah. It's been great. Remember, this year's like the years in the past. Support local, buy local. Get out there and support those local restaurants. So tip your servers well. Servers, earn your tip.
Mike, just say goodbye.
Provolone.
Provolone.
Their delight when he gets drunk, start singing all night, drinking wine, spoody, you drink wine,
mop, mop,
wine, spoody, you drink wine,
mop, mop,
wine, spoody, you drink wine,
mop, mop,
pass that bottle to me, drinking wine, spoody, you drink.
Hi, my name is Alon Shai from Shai Restaurant in New Orleans, and you're listening to Sip and Chew